Democratic U.S. Senate candidate Scott McAdams spent the last 2 days campaigning and fundraising in Fairbanks. Yesterday, the Sitka mayor, flanked by union representatives, laid out his positions on the economy and jobs, saying America must return to fundamental policies that support the middle class.
When you take a look at the lowering percentages, the decline in workers in America who benefit from collective bargaining, from the ability to organize, I believe we can change the course in this country, but we have to make sure that we don't have folks who have such extreme views that they believe that a right-to-work state, which in fact means a right to work at lower than a living wage, and or people who support solely the interest of people in corporate boardrooms, we need to send a working person, a former union member, and an Alaskan to Washington, D.C.
McAdams said he'll work to eliminate corporate tax loopholes that reward companies that outsource jobs overseas. He says Alaskan resource development, including opening the Arctic National Wildlife Refuge to oil drilling, is an environmentally responsible choice. He says United States National Environmental and Worker Protections make this country the best place to develop resources. Referring to the minerals in his cell phone, McAdams said they should be coming from Alaska.
We consume things like this that where there are minerals that are taken from places like Peru in the Andes that have no environmental standards, have no capacity in governance to be able to ensure that things are done safely, and they also don't have workers there who have the capacity or have had the ability to organize and share in the wealth of that development. Why not get those minerals from Alaska? Because when we do it here, we do it right, and we also put people to work.
McAdams also stressed the importance of funding education and job training and the need for a comprehensive energy plan that begins with responsible fossil fuel development and transitions to renewables.